Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And we want to thank Brockton Mayor Bill Carpenter for being our guest for that last segment. We have a great set of guests coming up. We get to, actually, they're all waiting in the wings. But before us, Peter, who is this gentleman? I didn't realize we had such an esteemed guest here in front of us. I thought he was just a gentleman who was the executive director of the Plymouth Boys and Girls Club.
No. We have the previous mayor of Westfield, and state rep from Westfield. He's also the executive director of the Plymouth Boys and Girls Club, Gareth Lynch. Thanks for coming in tonight.
My pleasure.
Talk to us a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club, what some of the things that the Boys and Girls Club is doing these days, and some of the events that you might have coming up.
Okay. Just a little bit of background. For more than 100 years, the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, which really began in Boston as the Boys Clubs of America, had the same youth development strategy without changing a word of it for 100 years. And that is to give a youngster a sense of belonging, a sense of usefulness, a sense of competence that he can be good at something, and a sense of upward mobility or upward influence in his club. We apply those. We had 400 youngsters in 2006. We're up to 850, and we're moving toward a new teen center. One of our problems has been in a reasonably small building, 17,000 square feet, the teens would have to rub elbows with 9 and 10-year-olds, and they'd be in for a while, but they're not having any of that, and we'd lose them. So the board of directors, of which Peter is one, and the president is Matt Glenn at Glenn Electric, decided that we'd better have a separate place for teens to go that's their own place. Mm. So we nearly ended construction of a teen center attached to our building, and we should be taking occupancy perhaps at the end of June. And during the month of July, we'll run a grand opening for all the people in the community to see what we're able to do with that. Back to the main building, we're about to start our summer camp. That runs from 7:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon. And we call it the Smarter Fun Summer Camp. The notion is that youngsters have academic slide in the summer months. Smarter Fun is, let's have a lot of fun here. We brought you in here to have fun, to exercise. Dads will sometimes say to me, if I sign my kid up for camp, what do I get for my money? And the shorthand answer is, I'll send him home happy, tired, and dirty. And, okay, where do I sign up? Those are youngsters who are 6 to 13, broken down in age-appropriate groups. And what we do is get that fastball of learning, buy them as many times as we can, and if they don't catch us, shame on them. So we practice computations and a great deal of reading contests, prizes all over the place. And even though civilized people, unlike me, we'd call it incentives, we call them bribes. And we get youngsters who are not really interested in something to develop an interest, and that's pretty much it.
One of the things that brought me to the Plymouth Club was, I was involved with the Marshfield Club, but one of the things that brought me to the Plymouth Club, besides Gareth twisting my arm, was that the GED courses that they had for the teens and the youth of the year, and some of the things that they do for the kids after school programs, like such as the computer skills, life skills, and such as that, has really brought the Boys and Girls Club to the forefront in Plymouth. Gareth, you've been in the Boys and Girls Club since you were 11.
Right. Lincoln Square Boys Club, Worcester, Mass.
Really?
It was at that club I was encouraged. You have these discussion groups, you sit around in a circle, and the director at the time of our groups would say, okay, Lynch, stand up. Well, nobody else in the circle had to stand up.
You know, just you.
Spud, why are you making me do that? Well, you're good at it, and you might as well get used to speaking on your feet. So it's all his fault that I became the state rep and the mayor. Prior to that, I was an English teacher. So I've been on my feet quite a bit of my life, and I'm back up again since 2006 with the Plymouth Club. Prior to that, I was a founder of the Westfield Club in 69, and that got into trouble in the late 90s. So I got in there as the interim director.
Yep.
And turned that club around. Phone rang, it's national. We have a problem in Plymouth. Would you like to help us out? Here I am.
How do things stand now since you've been in there? How have you righted the ship, and what needs to happen moving forward?
Well, programming was not what it ought to be in 2006. And membership had kind of dwindled.
Mm.
And the way the clubs have succeeded everywhere is to offer programs that ultimately attract the attention of the community, which is just fundraising, which is always very, very difficult. In fact, in the economic downturn, the answer would be, this is a really tough period. You know, we can't really help you out this year. I've never tried to raise money in a good economy. I don't even know what one is. You know,
it's, amen.
It's a standard answer.
Yeah.
However, when somebody says, not a good time, when you come and ask for a check, this is not a good time for it. The message really is, I don't understand your mission. I don't know what you're accomplishing. So I'm not going to part with my money for something I don't really understand. So my job is to take care of kids in the building and then make sure the community knows what we're doing with them. Peter mentioned the GED program. We started that in 06 when I arrived. We've got 142 diplomas between then and now. Many of our kids pass on the first try. Department of Education will tell you 25 to 30% of the high school graduates in Massachusetts could not pass that exam. So, I mean, we're really proud of that. That's one thing I pat myself on the back about. Not much, but that one.
And like with the Youth of the Year, some of the stories that the past few years that I've been involved with, you know, we've had kids that were taking care of invalid father and mother. Mm. They quit school to take jobs to take care of their parents. And these are the kids that Gareth helps get the GED classes, get them passed through their high school diplomas, and get them onto some sort of schooling after that, and get them help so that they don't have to do it by themselves.
We have a program this summer, Youth Works, working with the Career Center and the Youth Development Program in Quincy. And they provide us with a grant. This summer, last summer, we had 35 kids, training them in job readiness. Many youngsters don't have role models. They picked up a lunch pail at 7 in the morning and went to work. And they have practically no meet and greet skills. And we do things as simple as, you can't shake my hand unless you look me in the eye. And that sort of practice. 17 out of 35 kids had jobs by the end of the summer. Pretty rewarding. So this year we're going to have 41. We have 41 slots. And they're paid $8 to $8.50 an hour as an entry-level job. They have to show up on time. They have to take assignments willingly.
Oh, my. Really?
I took a kid last year, and he was there on time every day. It was great.
When you first say 10 minutes after 8 is just not going to cut it, son. Mm. You got to be here 5 of, 10 of. Then you're indicating to us the job is important to you. So go home. Go home. You can't make me go home. And I'm in shock that they have to be on time. So look, I'm not going to put you out in the world to fail. I'm here to make sure that you succeed.
Right.
You need to help me. That's worked.
Folks want to find out more about the Plymouth Boys and Girls Club website, bgcplymouth.org.
BGC, Plymouth, one word, and .org, and you'll get it.
Social media, do you guys dabble in that at all or no?
We're only beginning to do that. We have a Facebook page, and one other thing that we do. The staff takes
Twitter.
Starting to get up on that.
I have probably the best thing that's happened since 06 is right now we have a staff made up 100% of college graduates.
Yeah, I saw you have a lot of young folk, and that's good.
Yeah, and they're in the movement. Yep. They believe in it.
Yep.
They're thrilled to be around.
You need that. You need mentors, the next level mentors.
That's precisely it. That's exactly right.
Well, I know this is going to be kind of a short meeting, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to have you back maybe in about 6 weeks, And I want to kind of develop, let's develop a little bit of a relationship here where we have you in, and if you have something that's going on, you get a great guy who's on the board right here who I think is one of your biggest fans. And when I was like, who would you like to have? He like started yelling your name. I was like, right. Peter, what do you like about this guy? He's like, oh, he was a mayor and a state rep, and now he's leading
just,
our kids.
He's just Garrett. Yeah. And it reminds me of when my father and I, we first started in the business. Yeah. Every person that we used to deal with was this personality. Yeah. Took the kids by the hand, showed them what to do, and taught them respect.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to do that on Facebook or just interacting on a computer. Exactly. You need one-on-one. You need somebody that kind of be, like you said, straightforward. You show up at 10 past 8, go home. Don't need you. Yeah.
So, and if anybody wants a tour of the club, just call me at the shop and I'll take them down and give them a
or
tour.
Or call the club.
Call the club.
What about as far as donations? Are you looking for donations at
always.
This
particular? Always.
Okay.
We're
what types of things, just if you will?
We're 100% donor-supported. You know, we don't receive any tax-assisted money or anything of that nature. Every club in the country is the same. There's 4,000 clubs dealing with 4 million kids. And every executive director and every board member is in the street every day saying, here's what we're doing. This is an investment in the future. Could you help us out? We'd like you to consider a gift of $1,000. The difficult thing is to get that appointment. But when we get there, I'm not bashful.
No. And it's almost like 90% of the dollar, every 90% of every dollar that goes right to the club.
His direct services to kids.
It's direct.
Our management and fundraising is 10 or 11% every year. Mm-hmm. The average is 20 to 25. So we do our level best to make sure that our expenses are down unless it's a cost for serving a youngster.
We throw them peanuts once in a while to keep them happy.
Well, Gareth, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
It was my pleasure.
I was going to call you Mr. Lynch there, but...
stop that.
I know. But I definitely welcome you to... let's stay in touch.
We will, for sure.
And definitely have you back on, like I said, about 6 weeks. And we'll give you a little bit more time. We've just got such a packed show. One of our interviews, kind of same as you know, just kind of went a little bit longer than it.
It's a generous offer, and I'm appreciative.
No, and again, this is a community radio station, and our job is to inform folks as to some of those who are operating and doing good work in our community. And I thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Now, we kind of transitioned from our friend Gareth to... If you want to hang in here, you're more than welcome to for the next 15 minutes.
I got to drive to Dennisport.
All right. Well, you have a great ride.
I'll walk you out. And I'm old.
Okay.